You have 3 unheard messages. First message.
Marissa, I just drove 3 hours to Cypress Grove to visit the grave of my dead son, and much to my surprise, I found a headstone with the name Myron Fowler on it. I thought I must have gotten turned around, so I talked to one of the employees. Apparently, they had to remove him from his plot. He's been sitting in a locker for 2 weeks, Marissa. They say they called you. Dozens of times. They left messages. They thought you were out of the country. I happen to know you've barely left your fucking house.
Message deleted. Second message.
Riss, is anything wrong? I've been trying to get in touch with you for... I'm getting worried. Please call me back. I love you.
End of message. Message deleted. Third message.
Marissa, this is serious. I need you to pick up the phone.
Message deleted. You have 1 saved message. First saved message.
Hey, babe, it's Gabe. I was just calling to remind you of my eternal and undying love, and also to tell you that a certain someone won $25 from a scratch-off today, and one lucky lady is getting treated to Applebee's tonight. I gotta go.
You remember that time Drunk M dragged us all the way to that sketchy strip club?
How could I forget?
Drunk M was a menace, a fun menace, but good lord.
You remember that one stripper?
Oh, with a tattoo of her baby's face on her ass?
That place was so sketchy.
And that guy with M, what was his name?
No clue.
They dated for a few months. Garrett.
Garrett, right. Whatever happened to him?
Who knows? M got bored of him. Or maybe he ghosted her, but that was a fun night.
It was a memorable one for sure.
I'm still pissed they kicked us out. I mean, I get it, but it's insulting to get kicked out of a place like that.
Tell me about it.
But Garrett did put on a good show for the 30 seconds before they dragged him off the stage.
I think he had a lot of potential.
He was better than the actual strippers. Em says that's why they kicked us out. They were jealous of how much he was making.
God, that was a wild night. How long ago was that?
Jeez, that was... It was before we got engaged, 7 years ago.
I hope Garrett pursued his stripper dreams.
I think he was pre-med, actually.
Yeah, but we know his true calling.
Oh, our stripper names.
Do you remember them?
Well, there was Dysentery.
Was that Garrett?
Yeah. And you gave me the name Beef Cheeks.
Those cheeks are just so beefy.
Oh, never say that again. Do you remember yours?
No. I'll be honest, it's possible I wasn't entirely sober that night.
Shocker.
Maybe I should pick a new one.
No, you can't pick your own. Remember, your stripper name has to be bestowed upon you.
Oh, of course. You want to pick one for me?
Sure. I'll try to think of one before we talk again.
Speaking of, if you want, I can give you a call now and then.
You can call me? The app lets you do that?
Yeah. I thought about surprising you, but I figured I should check first.
Of course you can call me. That would be really nice.
Maybe I'll give you a call tomorrow.
Great. I'll talk to you then.
Oh, I didn't mean we had to end our call now.
Yeah, but I should get back to work. I'm slacking.
Okay. I'll talk to you tomorrow, Beef Cheeks.
Ugh, what did I tell you?
I couldn't resist. I love you, babe.
Love you, Gabe.
Bye.
Gabe?
Marissa?
Oh, sorry. Who's this?
It's John, Gabe's friend. I left you some messages.
Oh, hey, John. How are you? I've been meaning to call you back.
Yeah.
So, how are you?
You said Gabe.
Hmm?
When you answered the phone, you said Gabe, like you expected it to be him.
No, I just...
You just what?
I got mixed up, is all.
Marissa, are you okay?
Yeah, of course, like I said...
Marissa, Gabe is dead, isn't he?
He's...
Isn't he?
I mean, you wouldn't have to ask if you had been at the funeral.
I'm sorry. I wish I'd known. I didn't hear he died until after the...
Maybe if you'd kept in touch.
I know, but I've been trying.
And what about our wedding? You knew about that before it happened.
You know I wanted to come. I had a conference.
I just don't understand why you're calling now. What do you and I have to talk about? We met, like, twice.
I thought we could talk about Gabe.
Why? You missed his wedding, missed his funeral, missed the chance to talk to him.
You think I don't feel bad about that? I miss him. I already missed him, and then I heard...
I have better things to do than alleviate your guilt.
Marissa, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to... I just thought...
What did you think?
I don't know what I thought. Why are you so mad?
You were a bad friend, John. That's why I'm mad.
I didn't...
Gabe loved you. He wanted you to be there.
You think I didn't want to?
I think...
Marissa, look, I didn't mean to...
I think Gabe is better off without you.
What?
Gabe is better off without you.
What the fuck does that mean?
You have 1 unheard messages. First message.
Riss, really? Please call me. No one's heard from you. I went by your house, but... Look, we're just worried. I know you've had a lot of...
Message deleted. You have 1 saved message.
Hello?
Hey, babe. It's Gabe. I missed you.
I missed you, too.
Doing okay, babe? You sound kind of down.
I'm okay. Mostly. I talked to John earlier.
Oh, yeah? How's he doing?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
We didn't really get to talk. When he called, I got excited because I thought it was you.
Yeah?
I ended up going off on him about not coming to your funeral or our wedding.
You've been having a hard time, babe. Maybe now wasn't the right time to talk to him.
No shit, but I said some things I can't take back. I'm still mad at him. I might always be mad at him, but...
You feel bad?
Yeah. I don't think you would like what I said. I know you still care about him.
It's not your fault. I'm sure he understands.
I'm not. I know he had his reasons for... It just pisses me off because he didn't make the effort.
It's not always easy.
You've always been too nice to people. Sorry. That's a stupid thing to say.
It's okay to be upset, babe.
I know. But I want to be more like you.
Doesn't everyone?
You're a really good person. You always were.
So are you. Don't ever let anyone tell you otherwise.
Should I call him back? He might not want to talk to me.
Maybe it would help if I talked to him. You should tell him about Medium.
He might not even answer if I call.
You don't have to tell him. What about my parents?
Your parents? You mean your mom?
Yeah. Does she know about Medium? I'd love to talk to her.
She's not exactly happy with me either.
That's too bad. Maybe some other time.
Maybe. Thanks for talking to me. I feel a lot better.
Always, babe.
Just hearing your voice makes me feel better.
I feel better every time I talk to you. I love you, babe.
I love you. I miss you so much. I wish you were here.
Me too, babe. We can talk anytime you want, anytime, as much as you need.
I know. Thank you. I love you.
I love you.
Bye. Talk to you soon.
Bye, babe. Hey, babe. It's pretty late, isn't it?
Yeah, sorry. I couldn't get to sleep.
You know you can call anytime.
I know.
Anything on your mind?
Just feeling lonely.
You're not alone. I'm right here.
Yeah. And
what's that?
It's hard keeping up with people.
What do you mean?
Anytime I go out or like game night, it just feels like I don't belong there. It's not even that anyone did anything or said anything. Everyone's really nice.
Yeah.
I just, when I'm there, I don't know why I'm there. I don't have anything to say to them. And they don't understand about you, about any of it. I hate it.
I'm sorry. That sounds really hard.
It's like I have a secret I can't tell anyone. Talking to you, I mean, I don't think they'd understand.
Understand what?
How important it is to me to talk to you. I can't even tell Em. She wouldn't get it. I've been avoiding her.
That's why you're lonely?
Yeah, I guess. I have to talk to you, but I don't feel like I can talk to anyone else about you. I'm afraid they'll...
Have you tried talking to anyone else on Medium?
What do you mean?
I'm not the only one here. There's lots of people you could talk to.
You mean other...
Another dearly departed like me. Friends, relatives. You could talk to my dad.
Gabe, I've never even met your dad.
Better late than never. Seriously, though, you could talk to anyone you miss. I bet they miss you.
Yeah?
I miss you every time we're not talking.
Me too.
And then you won't be so lonely. You'll have more of us to talk to.
Yeah. Maybe.
And I'm sure a time will come when you'll feel okay telling our friends. More and more people use Medium every day. Just something to think about, babe. You doing okay?
Mm-hmm. Talking to you always makes things better.
That's because I'm amazing.
Yeah, you are.
So are you.
I love you.
I love you, babe.
I should probably try to sleep.
Probably.
Good night.
Remember, you can always call me anytime.
Thanks.
Good night.
Please enter your password. You have 0 unheard messages. You have 1 saved message. To listen to saved messages, first saved message.
Hey babe, it's...
Saved message deleted.
Hello?
Hey babe, guess who?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. You?
Not bad. I'm at the grocery store.
Should I let you go?
I can talk for a minute. I'm just grabbing a few things for dinner.
What you making?
I was thinking spaghetti carbonara.
Oh, babe, I miss your cooking so bad.
I bet you do.
Know what else I miss?
What?
Dad ass.
Yeah?
I miss that little jiggle it makes when I slap it. Makes you want to bend you over a table and...
Gabe, I'm in public.
Sorry, babe.
No, keep going. It's kind of hot.
Yeah? What are you wearing?
My yellow dress. The one with the purple flowers.
I like that one.
I know you do.
I wish I was behind you right now so I could watch you walking in it. I'd like to run my hand slowly up the inside of your thigh.
Oh, I miss your hands on me so much. Guess what I'm not wearing?
Galoshes.
What?
I bet you're not wearing galoshes.
Well, no, but...
I'm sorry. That joke was poorly timed.
It's okay. I need to finish shopping anyway.
I was doing my best to distract you.
I could tell. But maybe later, after I'm done shopping.
You know, there's this little device you can get. It connects to the app, and I can control it.
Really? We might have to look into that.
I'll let you run your errands for now, but I'll be thinking about you.
Same. I love you.
I love you. Bye, babe.
Bye. I was really a mess after the funeral. My whole life fell apart. All our plans. We were going to have kids soon. He just finished renovating the bathroom.
I'm so sorry, Marissa, honey.
But things have been a lot better lately.
God bless.
I've been reconnecting with so many people. It's really nice.
When I answered the phone and heard my little Marissa, and all grown up now, you know I'm always thinking about you and praying for you.
It's good to hear your voice again. Just hearing your voice makes me think of your pancakes. Makes me feel like a kid again.
Do you have the recipe? I must have written it down someplace.
Yeah, but they're not the same.
Memory is the sweetest seasoning there is. Bottle that and you'd be a billionaire.
I missed you, Meemaw. Thanks for listening to me ramble.
You did no such thing. You've been through an awful lot.
Thanks, Meemaw.
You call me any old time. Don't be shy.
I won't. I love you.
I love you. Say hello to Gabe for me.
I will. Bye, Meemaw.
That was the third and final part of Medium, written by Matthew Morris. You heard the voices of Anne Mammoth, Erica Durr, Matthew Morris, Helen Jacks, Jack Townsend, and Barbara Ann Walton. For more in this vein, check out Matthew's series Clone of My Own in our back catalog, which you can find on YouTube or on the podcast app of your choice. You can also find us at thesnakespaw.com and on Instagram at thesnakespaw. And you can support the show on Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/thesnakespaw. We'll be back soon with more episodes, including a little conversation about how the series you just finished came to life. See you then.